Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. And today we have my good friend Amy Flynn with us. I'm so excited. We always have so much fun with Amy and the collective. And, you know, I know, again, today we're going to. So Amy's going to be talking about how to tune into and activate your divine vibration of receiving. And so some of what her and her collective are going to be discussing are how to be tuned to your personal divine vibration for infinite receiving with special activations. So we're going to get some special activations today. Discover the secret to experiencing fun, abundant living. We're going to experience the beautiful, joyful, crystalline, rainbow, starlight frequencies throughout the call. Yay, that's new. And we're going to have live Q&A with Amy and the collective, along with a personal dose of rainbow starlight frequencies. So I know some of you have already raised your hand. It is star 2 to raise your hand to ask a question, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And for those of you who don't know Amy, like I said, Amy's been on our show many times. We always have so much fun. The energy is always really high, you know, and it's always a high vibrating call, really, you know, always. And, you know, both Amy and the collective bring that energy in. So it's always so much fun and joyful for all of us. So Amy is a transformational teacher and coach, a money Reiki healing grandmaster, source channeler, energy healer, multidimensional frequencies transmitter, and intuitive, guided by her clear, strong connection with source and her powerful energy gifts. Amy helps thousands of people around the world blast through lifelong blocks to create major shifts and breakthroughs. Amy channels the collective and embodies her loving source energy, which is felt in the loving, joyful energy she radiates. She quickly shifts people into a higher vibration of love to move them to awaken and remember who they really are. Amy is the creator of the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies and many powerful programs filled with living energy, including the Call of Your Being series and Creation 101. Meditations at Work, and the Lively Instant Joy Process. Amy has developed a powerful proprietary process to permanently clear trapped emotional energy that quickly produces dramatic results in health, well-being, prosperity, and all areas of life. You'll find Amy regularly as a guest on radio shows, podcasts, and telesummits, uplifting and transforming audiences worldwide. So I invite you all right now to join in this radiant light healing circle. My team and my guides are supporting us right now, and they're sending energies throughout the call as well. So be open to receiving, and be open to receiving the wisdom and teachings and the energies that Amy and the collective will be sharing throughout this call. And I invite you to open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Amy and the collective to the call. Welcome, Amy.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here with you. I heard from some of you saying, I'm coming, thank you, you know. So thank you for coming. This is going to be a wonderful time, a wonderful call. We are going to have fun. You're going to be uplifted. You're going to be expanded. You're going to be enlightened. You're going to have all these good, wonderful things happening. You're going to feel amazing energy. Most of all, we're going to have fun. Fun and joy, that's the vibration and the frequency of Source. So that's the vibration and the frequency that we are going to be immersed in, and we're going to be flowing in for the next, hour and a half, however long it takes, 5 hours, we don't care. Laura will have to go to sleep before then. But
yeah.
Anyway, we are just going to have a great time. I got to share something exciting with everybody. I've been, so excited about this. The other day on Monday, I did something adventurous. Whoever's listened to my the collective's 2017, the year of the exclamation point call, mm-hmm. knows that they shared in there something that I hadn't shared with anybody about my eyes and about how I was basically spontaneously healing and curing my severe nearsightedness, which I had all my life. I got my first pair of glasses at age 5. They were two colors, pink and blue. One half was pink, one half was blue, because I couldn't decide. So finally my mother said, just take this pair. And it was half pink and half blue. I mean, it was just really kind of cute. But anyway, so what I did, I've been doing nothing special. No eye exercises, no focusing. I didn't get any program. I didn't listen to anything. I did nothing. I just knew. I know how creation works. I know how manifestation works, and I know how energy works, and I know what reality is. I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, I don't have to, like, understand it or whatever. Actually, what I do realize is that it's beyond the understanding of the mind. And so many people that I share things with, including on calls like this, try to understand things, and you can't. This is not something the mind can grasp. It's something you have to know in your bones. Like, do you know and understand how your heart pumps the blood through your arteries? Do you understand it? No, but you know it's moving. You know it's going. You don't understand how every little cell is squeezing through or doing what it's doing. Do you understand every single chemical, you know, reaction that's happening within your cells and whatever? No, of course you don't. But you know that they're happening, because if they weren't, you wouldn't be here. So it's a knowing like that. When you know it like that. So mm-hmm. I just realized or recognized I know this stuff, and yet there's something that is stopping me from totally manifesting this improved vision. So I'm just going to shift my beliefs. I am going to believe that since I create and recreate my body each moment newly, I certainly do not have to bring into this current moment or the next current moment what was here in the last current moment. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to let go of any belief about that, and I'm going to let go of any belief that things have to be the same or that this can't happen. I don't care what people have said. I don't care what I've read or whatever. I'm just going to shift my beliefs completely and know that it's completely possible. And once I did that, my vision just started to improve. And my vision is so sharp now. And like, it's like I have my contact lenses in. It's really, really sharp. It's amazing to wake up in the morning and see, like, all these, like, details. And, like, I could look into the woods and see all the little branches. I mean, I couldn't see blades of grass or leaves on trees without correction in my eyes before. I just saw blurs. So, I mean, my vision was 2400, 2450 or something like that. So, I mean, this is amazing. I went driving on Monday night in the dark, mm-hmm. Early evening, I guess it was, with nothing. No glass. I took my glasses with me, but I had no contact lenses in, no glasses, nothing. I did it once before, but just around the neighborhood. This time I did much further, and I went to stores and all that stuff. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, you know, because that's with traffic on the roads and, you know, so that's not like just walking around at home. That's going out and doing it. So, yeah, so I was really, really excited. What I did notice is that the vision was a little double, especially when it came to lights, like the oncoming lights
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. I had no problems reading the street signs or seeing stuff like that. But it's like there's still a little focusing that needs to go on, like around the lights and stuff. I don't know why that is. I don't understand that, but I guess maybe the lights are a different type of focusing within the eye or something. But all I know is it's getting better. It's good. I eventually will go and get it tested, and if there's any type of correction I need, get some kind of new prescription. Thing is, it varies from day to day, so I'm like, what day do I go get it tested on? You know? Yeah. It's like one day one eye is like this, next day another eye is like that, and I'm like, well, you know, it's not, I'm trying to wait for it to settle into a more of a constant. So, and then I'll get it tested and find out. Well, maybe it'll be 2020. That would be outstanding. That would just be amazing. So anyway, why I love telling this story is because I want people to see that and really realize anything's possible. The stuff that we believe is what's stopping stuff from manifesting and showing up in our lives. We didn't come here with these beliefs. We came here to be creators. We came here knowing that anything is possible. We're coming to this wonderful playground of physicality. We're coming to a playground where we can manifest in the physical. How much fun is that? We're non-physical beings. We're non-physical energy consciousness. And here we're coming into this moment of consciousness. This was in our overall existence. It's a moment. We're coming into this moment, not consciousness, moment of physicality to play and make things physical. And then we get here and we're taught. We're taught. We're literally shut down. They don't intend to shut us down. They just teach us what they think is important by all the people, all the other aspects of consciousness that were here before us, how it works. And they're completely wrong. They're just totally wrong. And because we're new showing up here, we figure they know the way it works. We figure they have experience and they know, so we listen to them. And we take on all of their limitations. Uh-huh. And we take on all of their beliefs. And then the culture also reflects these beliefs because it's the majority that hold these beliefs. And because the majority is not new babies showing up. The majority is people that have been here for a while. So they're conditioned and limited. And so we see evidence then for these beliefs. But what I want to tell you is they're just beliefs. They're just beliefs. And they're not, the evidence shows up because of the way that manifestation works. What shows up is in alignment with, will always match your beliefs. Your beliefs are like the container. It's like how water always takes the shape of its container. Your beliefs are the shape of the container. They're the container, the size, the shape, what it looks like for your life. So if you... we're told everything is owls. Everything is owls. And so you've created owl containers everywhere. That's your life. You are a big owl who lives in an owl container. You believe you're an owl. You believe everything is owls. Anything that happens to you is going to take the shape of an owl. Everything that you experience is going to always take the shape of an owl. So that's exactly how it works. So once you realize that it's your beliefs that are shaping everything you experience, and you just kind of blow them out of the water. You don't even have to make new ones. If you can just throw away what you got. Just I'm throwing them out. Just decide I am just throwing them out. I am being open to anything. Or you can shift your belief. You can put in there anything's possible, or I know this is possible, and convince yourself that with that knowing that it is. And just then sit back and watch what happens. But you have to keep monitoring what you're believing. So if you keep seeing owls, then you're still believing about the owls. So you just got to keep checking. Okay, oh, owls are still showing up for me. All right, I must still have that belief going about owls. So then you just blow it up again. Okay, mm-hmm. I know this is just a belief. I know anything's possible, and you just do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. And eventually, your owl belief will not be dominant, and voila. I'll give you one other analogy that the collective love to give me. This is a really cool one, all right? Mm-hmm. It's easy to understand, and I know everybody loves the analogies because our mind can grasp those, and our mind loves to grasp things. So here's a cool analogy. Every day, if you have to go to work and it's on the other side of the woods and you have to walk through the woods to get to where you have to go. So every day you wake up and you get to the edge of the woods and there's a big path all cleared because this is the way that you went and this is the way that people before you went. So there's the big wide path and you just, without thinking, without anything, you're kind of half awake, you just stumble onto your path, maybe sipping your coffee as you go, you know, whatever, and you're walking down your path, and you're crossing through the woods, and then you get out on the other side, and that path doesn't bring you to the nicest neighborhood, and then you got to walk through that neighborhood, you know, to get to where you want to go. Every single day, you do the same thing. You don't even consciously choose it. It's because it's open, because it's got the least resistance. It's because it's there. So you just unconsciously go there, unconsciously come out on the other side in the neighborhood, do the same thing every single day without even realizing it. It's kind of called a trance. We're like living in a trance. You're like walking through your life in a trance. Well, if someone comes along like me or anybody and pokes you and says, wake up! And you kind of will get startled. And then I will tell you, don't go down that path. You know where it leads. It leads to the neighborhood. Wouldn't you like to go through the woods in a new, exciting way and show up in like a magical neighborhood full of castles and fun and all sorts of wonderful things and maybe even have some wonderful adventures on the way and discover maybe money's going to fall on your head in the new, in this new neighborhood. Wouldn't you like to try that? And of course you would say, yes, yes. How? And so I will tell you the secret. Don't walk down the old path. You have to be awake. You have to pay attention. So now when you get to the edge of the woods, choose another way. So, of course, you're going to get there and you're going to say, but nothing's clear. The only way that's clear is the old one. That's fine. Get your little hacksaw out and start hacking away. So you're walking and you're hacking in front of you. It's going to be slow going in the beginning. It's going to take some time, but you're clearing your way, you're clearing your way, you're clearing your way, and you get out the other side. And now you're in this neighborhood full of balloons and fun and all sorts of great castles. And, yes, money's raining down from the sky, and there's wonderful things waiting for you. And you get so lost in the neighborhood and having so much fun that you forget to go to work. But that's okay because this is a fun, fun, fun world, and everything always is working out for you. So the next day you wake up, go, I want to go back to that one again. That was wonderful. So you get to the woods, but you can't see your new path because it's not clear enough. You only walked on it once. So you got to get out the little hacksaw again, and you got to do it again. And you clear it out again, and you go through this same experience, wonderful experience, miracles, fun, magic, wonderful things. And so you've now decided this is great. You want to do this every day. But it is going to take some effort because your new path is not going to be so wide and open like the old one for a while. The old one was traveled by you for years, years. You never even thought about it. You just automatically walked on that old path through the woods. And so it's trampled down, it's clear, it's big, it's wide. And every time you get to the woods, you'll still see that one. And you'll be tempted to go down that one, but you have to be awake and aware and conscious enough to choose, no, I know what's on that one and where that leads to. I'm going to go down my new path. And you might begin to see now a little bit of dents, you know, flattening down in the brush where your new path is. So you know where to go. And you walk on it again, and you're hacking and you're clearing. And you're going to just keep doing this. And you're going to keep consciously choosing the new path. And what's going to happen over time, 21 days, 60 days, however long it takes of walking through the woods on your new path, is you're going to notice your new path is now staying clear. It's flat. It's staying flat. It's staying open. And when you get to the woods, you can see it easily. And so now you're having an easier time going down the new path. And as you look over at the old path, you're going to notice it's starting to grow over from lack of use. You don't have to worry about removing the old path. It will remove itself from lack of use and lack of attention. That's how energy works. So you keep going down your new path. You have wonderful things in your life. You're experiencing completely different, wonderful, amazing miracles and things. Fabulous. This is your new path. And as you keep walking the new path, soon it will become easier and easier and easier each time you do it because it will stay open, it will stay clear, the brush will stay flatter, and your new path will become your new automatic. And then you can always do it again once you get tired of your new path. Or your new path no longer holds any excitement, you can create another path. So once you know how to do it and how it works, you can do it over and over and over. As they call it, rinse and repeat. So it's really as simple as that. The problem is two things. We don't approach our moments in our life aware or awake. We kind of go through them in a trance. A trance of automatic. It's like we're kind of like we're sleepwalking. Oh, we just auto. And then all of a sudden, we're in the middle of all these results, and we don't understand why they're like that, or we don't like them. We would prefer something else. Well, why they're like that is because we did the same thing that we've always done, walked down the same path, and predictably, we got the same results. So, and the other reason is, the human mind is attaching. It likes to get attached to things. So it likes the familiar. Your mind knows the old path is safe. It knows there's no big lions that are going to jump out and eat you on that path. So it wants to go down that path. It will always, so if you're not aware and you're not choosing in the moment, when you're not paying attention, your mind will always take you down the easiest way, the familiar, the quote, safe way. And then all of a sudden you'll be on the other side and you'll be like, oh, I'm in this neighborhood again. So start watching in your life for this showing up. It's not going to be literally a path in the woods, but when things show up predictably and they're the same things or things that you don't prefer, just kind of think back and say, okay, so what path did I walk down today? What was I conscious in my choices? Was I aware and awake when I was choosing in the moment? Or did I just kind of go through my day unconsciously, you know, holding with a particular energy in a particular way that I always do, approaching things the way I always do? And be honest with yourself. And you'll see, literally, that you did and you walked down your, quote, old path. So just do this and play with it. Make it fun. And the key to everything, is making it fun and making it light, because source is joy. Source is joyful energy. Manifestation is a product of, a result of joy and love. Love is very powerful energy. It's not love the way human beings think of love. Love actually is the creative force. It is all there is. Love is the conscious energy that is everything, that creates everything. And you can see evidence of this if you look at how you create or manifest anything. When you give your attention and focus to something, or put your focus on something and just really concentrate it, that's love. You're really, when you love another person or you love an animal, you're giving them your undivided attention. You're focusing on them. You're flowing energy a lot to them, a concentrated, focused dose. That's what we do when we love anything or we focus our energy. So any creation, any manifestation is a result of love. The highest vibration and the source vibration is joy. Joy is not just being happy. Joy is like profound happiness, let's put it that way. It's that wonderful, expansive feeling in your solar plexus, that warm feeling in your heart. You know that feeling. It's not just like, oh, I'm happy. It's like, oh, it's that wonderful, wonderful, all the way through happiness and joy, all the way to the center of your being. That's the source vibration. And when you are in tune with, you're resonant with, you're flowing within and with the same vibration as source. Another way of saying it is you're tuned to the source radio station. You have the power of source. You have the power of infinite expansive consciousness with you. So anything you focus on, it's not just you focusing on it. It's all of source focusing with you, all of consciousness focusing with you. And just saying that, my saying that, I'm sure you can recognize, wow, that's way more powerful than just me focusing on something. And the resulting manifestation from that is going to be much huger than anything that I focused my little singular energy on. So do this, play with this. And it does take awareness. It's an awareness of how you're feeling. So I want to do something, okay? We're going to raise our vibration real quick here. We're going to have like instant joy, instant fun. This is not the collective's instant joy process, but they did give me this. This is really quick. We're going to do tail wagging. Now, I know some of you are new and have not experienced me before. I'm a big proponent of tail wagging. Ever look at a dog? You ever look at how, literally, when they are so happy that they can't stand it, their tail's wagging, their whole rear half is wagging, their feet may even be up in the air. They can't even keep them on the ground, their tail's wagging so hard. That's joy. That's profound joy and happiness. That's what we want. So if you stand up, and we might not have a tail, but we have an energy tail. We definitely do. So stick your butt out a little behind you and just start swinging it back and forth slowly. And I'm going to speed it up, all right? So just swing. And as you, and you're just swinging it, just listen to me, and I'll count you into faster, all right? So we're just going to go wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, back and forth, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. Speed it up as I'm saying it. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, 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 waggy, wiggy, 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 wag that tail off your body. Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. I really wag, wag. And as you do that, you're raising your vibration. And it probably feels like a lot of silliness, and it could feel like a lot of fun. And you might not even be able to keep up with it, but that's fine. Let it happen. And do tail wagging often. I have some people that do the tail wagging every morning without skipping it. They never miss a day of starting their day with tail wagging. It's a great idea. It really is. It is a great idea. And it gets you into a high vibe. You can do tail wagging any time for an instant pick-me-up. So if you're like at work or something and you're feeling kind of like in a mood, or you're bogged down by stuff or people around you are like really getting to you, go take a bathroom break. Go in the stall and wag your tail. I'm serious.
Exactly.
It'll change your whole day.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful quick little tool that we can all use to just pick us up a little bit, right?
Absolutely, and there's no restriction to it. You can't. There's no time that tail wagging will not raise your vibration higher than it is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I like that.
If you have a dog, pay attention to their tail. I'm serious. You will not look at their tail and their tail wagging again ever after this. You just won't.
Yeah.
Every time they wag their tail, you'll probably burst out laughing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They know exactly
what they're doing.
I remember, you know, just a few weeks ago, we went and saw our puppy that we normally puppy sit, and we went to their place for dinner. And when we saw Bella, she was like, oh, my God. I thought she was going to have a heart attack because she was wagging her tail so much and so fast and was like so, oh, my. It was like
unbelievable. It probably looked like a blur, right?
She was so happy to see us. It's like, oh, my goodness, I just miss her so much. Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
And it brings joy, too, just watching, you know?
Yes, well, because everything's energy. And
mm-hmm.
when the dogs are feeling that much joy, it's like they have ripples of joy energy coming off of them, spreading outward. And it affects you. It goes right to you, wraps around you, fills you.
Yes.
You can't avoid catching the joy.
Mm-hmm.
All energy is contagious. So we're so like conscious in our society of, oh, colds are contagious, flus are contagious. But energy is more contagious. More contagious.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
spread an energy infection. But a good one.
A good one, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We're always
actually spreading our energy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just that most of the time we're not conscious of and paying attention. We're not aware of what energy it is that we're spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to choose. We want to consciously make the choice. See, that's the thing. We are conscious beings, and we did come into this physical manifestation to choose consciously, not unconsciously. But what's happened is we've kind of fallen into this trance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're choosing unconsciously. We're either going along with the masses, you know, and just kind of not, because the energy is just pulling us along. Or we're just not paying attention. We're not awake. And the thing that's funny is everybody always notices what they don't like. And they notice what's missing. Now I'll tell you a secret, because everything's energy. When you're noticing what's missing, you're noticing a lack of something.
Mm-hmm.
When you're noticing a lack of something, you can never receive that something. Why? Because all of your energy is focused on the lack of it.
Mm.
Everything in physical manifestation shows up in duality. So it shows up with both sides, heads and tails. You can't have a physical coin without two sides. We call one side heads, one call tails. at least we do in our country. In another country, they might call it something else. But whatever, there's always two sides. There's two sides to everything in the physical world. So if you're noticing a lack or something missing, take comfort in knowing that that thing, the abundance of it, the presence of it is right here with you. It's just that you're tuned to the lack station. You're tuned to the lack vibration. So your big radio tuner that you are, you're a vibrational tuner, and I'll get into that in another second because that will help explain this law of vibration. Everything I'm saying refers to the law of vibration, by the way. Energy is affected by the law of vibration, law of attraction, law of vibration. So so your big radio tuner is tuned to the lack station. So you're hearing the lack music. You're seeing the lack of whatever it is that you want, and you're moaning and groaning about it, and where is it? I don't have this in my life. Look at them. They have it. I don't have it. They have it. Oh, they have it too. I don't have it. They have it. I don't have it. Where's mine? You can't have it because you're just noticing and tuned to the lack of it. So while the presence of it and the abundance of it is standing right next to you in the same space as you, you can't experience it because you're not a vibrational match to it. So here we go. You got to throw out the beliefs. You have to wake up and be aware in the moment of where you're focusing, how you're feeling, because lack and having feel very different. So you have to tune your tuner, yourself, to the vibration, the feeling in your body, not emotion, the feeling. Feeling is a visceral thing in the body, of having it. See, when you tune and listen to a radio station, the station does not come in before you tune the tuner. You have to move the tuner to that new station to hear the new music. It's the same in life. So if you're tuned to the lack station, you cannot hear or have the experience of the abundance station until you tune into the abundance vibration, the abundance frequency, the abundance radio station. So you have to consciously change how you feel. That's how you tune. As people, as human beings, we tune our vibrational tuner with our physical, visceral feelings. So imagine, how do I feel when I'm experiencing the abundance of something? What does it feel like? Now, you've experienced abundance in your life of something, fun stuff, wonderful, and joy, and you have. So remember that, or find something in your now life that makes you feel that you can feel the abundance of. It doesn't have to be the thing that you want to experience on the abundance radio station or the abundance vibe in the abundance world, as we say. You need to just tune to that frequency. So fill yourself with the feeling of having, the feeling of abundance. So what's going to make you feel that abundance? Oh, it could be that there's an abundance of flowers out now. In the Northern Hemisphere, we're moving into spring. We're going to have an abundance of flowers shortly. So as you look at them, feel the joy. Let it fill you. You're tuning to the abundance station as you feel that. Now, don't start thinking about the thing that you noticed the lack of, because as soon as you do that, you're going right back to the lack station. As quickly as we can change our radio tuner and move from station to station, we can do that in our lives. So the idea is to tune to the one station that we want to receive on, the abundance one, get our hand off the dial, and let it stay. So you want to go through your day noticing the abundance and feeling the joy and the expansive energy flowing through you in seeing and feeling the abundance of everything around you. And you don't want to think about and focus on the lack, because that will tune you right back to the lack station. So I hope this is making sense. It's really no more complicated than this. And it takes discipline. It does take discipline, because human beings like to play. They like to meddle, and they like to mess around with stuff. I mean, have you ever watched someone with a remote control with a television set? How they never stay on one channel. Boom, that one. Boom, no, I don't like that. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, we can't. We do that in our lives with our vibration and with our own personal self-tuner. How can we experience a consistent flow of anything when we never stay there long enough to receive it? So what we want to do is we want to trust and we want to let go and surrender the control. So we want to tune to where we want to be and then stop messing around with it. And we want to just stay there. We want to stay in that vibration. And when you do that, you are going to be amazed at what starts coming to you and what starts showing up. Because now you're tuned to the abundance radio station, the abundance frequency, where the abundance of everything lives. So I just want everyone to realize and accept that it is this simple and start paying attention to how you feel. Now, when I say how you feel, I don't mean, oh, I feel depressed. No, I'm not talking emotions. The emotions follow the feelings, but that's not what I want you to pay attention to. I want you to pay attention to the vibrational feeling in your body. So if you put your hand over your solar plexus area, this is why people always say, excuse me, a gut feeling. So if you put your hand over your solar plexus area, this is the area that I want you to check in with. So when you're feeling the abundance frequency, the joy frequency, you're going to notice that in this area, it feels expansive. The energy, if you close your eyes and you just tune in, you're going to notice it feels like the energy here is expanding. It feels open. It feels expansive. You might even feel a warmth in the area. Some people say that they feel it in their heart center. You might feel it in your heart center too. People tend to feel it more easily in their solar plexus than their gut, because that's actually your feeling center, I should say, your feeling center in your body. So if you put your hand over there, you close your eyes, and you notice, oh, it feels tight. I feel like a knot there. I feel like it's a contracted energy. It almost feels like the energy is pulling inward. Well, then, you're tuned to the lack radio station. You're tuned to the lower vibrations and the lack frequency. So you want to tune yourself differently. And so then focus on, use things in your environment and your life. And with the computers and the internet and the devices, we have lots of ways. We have funny kitty videos. I mean, we do. We have so many tools to change our vibration that weren't available a decade ago. Use them. Use them. Don't focus on things that make you feel worse. Find things that make you laugh, make you feel good, uplift you. They can seem ridiculous, but they're not ridiculous. If they make you feel good, they're not ridiculous. Think of them as tuning tools. So no matter how silly they might seem, or if you think that you're wasting your time, you're not. If you're tuning yourself and you're feeling good while you're doing it, you are definitely not wasting your time. It's extremely important. Do it. You will be amazed at what happens. And remember what I said in the beginning when I talked about the eyesight. Throw out your beliefs. Because as you're doing something, and if it comes up, if your mind's saying, oh, this is stupid, that's a belief. Throw it out. Bye-bye belief. Throw it out. So the bottom line is you are a vibrational tuner, just like a radio tuner. No more complicated than that. Well, you have a lot of cellular reactions going on, but really, vibrationally, you work just like a radio tuner. Mm-hmm. Or a television set, whatever, any kind of tuner. You work just like that. So learn how to operate yourself. Learn how to change your tuning. And when you do, you are going to experience amazing things in your life, amazing possibility, and you're going to begin to have fun with it. because you're going to begin to realize, wow, when I feel like this and I tune like this, this flows to me. And when I tune like this and I tune like this, this flows to me. And when I don't pay attention and my tuning falls into this, this flows to me. But all of it will be welcome because all of it's going to validate how in control your tune is, your vibration is, and that nothing is just happenstance. It comes to you in response to your vibration. That's the law of attraction. That what comes to you is going to always match your vibration. That's how come radio tuners can work. The law of vibration is that when you're holding a vibration, it speaks. It speaks, and it ripples outward. And it always meets up with more vibration of the same. And it's also contagious. So that's good. So hopefully this is making some kind of, I don't know if sense is the right word, but feeling right to you.
Yes, absolutely. But I have a question from one of the callers about, you know, and this is, because you're talking about feeling and tuning into the abundance station. What if you're not very good at the feeling thing?
Okay. Well, everybody's good at the feeling thing. You might not be good at it or be resonating with how I'm describing it.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have to learn you.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's an infinite number of different types of radio tuners and they all kind of work slightly differently and whatever, they all work on the same basic premise. They all basically work the same. You have a way of feeling. So try really focusing on your solar plexus area and seeing how you feel. Mm-hmm. You might not have, it might not connect for you there. You might not be able to tune into the feeling of the energy there. That might be too subtle for you.
Mm-hmm.
So then you need to start paying attention to you. When stuff in your life isn't working out and you're feeling kind of tense and uptight, not feeling
mm-hmm.
good, and you're just noticing things aren't working and you're upset in some way about stuff, check in with your body. How are you feeling? How's your digestion?
Mm-hmm.
Your digestion could be a mess. How's your back? Do you feel tightness between your shoulders? You have a way in your body of feeling when you're tuned to the particular lack or challenging, we should call it, not
mm-hmm.
happy, vibration. When you're tuned to that station, you feel a particular way. So find how that feels for you in your body. You can feel. I promise you, you can feel. First of all, you need to throw out the belief, I can't feel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So you need to get rid of that. Know that that's just a belief. I mean, for Pete's sakes, if I could throw out a belief that someone who was born with eyeballs that are too long, because that's what serious nearsightedness is. Your eyeballs are too long and the light focuses in front of the retina, and that's why, you know, and if this is like a permanent thing, eyeballs do not change their shape and blah, 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 blah. And for most people, they don't. They have to go for this laser surgery that costs thousands of dollars and can cause some problems, you know, for the rest of their life and all that. So if I could throw all that crap out and have my eyes spontaneously, my vision spontaneously fix itself,
mm-hmm.
I don't know the mechanism by which it's doing on my eyeballs getting a different shape. I don't know. I'm not in there looking at them, but I don't care.
Yeah.
So if I can do that, you can certainly throw out the belief that I can't feel how I feel. I can't, I don't feel energy. Of course you do. You just need to throw that out and then become a person who pays attention to your body and how it feels and notice a correlation between what you're feeling and how your body's feeling in the moment when stuff isn't working out. Okay? And I promise you, you will start to notice, oh, so this is my thing. This is how my body feels it. And then you'll be able to then recognize that. And you'll be able to consciously then tune your body, change how it feels in your body, which then affects what shows up in your life.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you.
You're
welcome. So, Amy, I was hoping that you could talk a little bit about the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies.
Okay. All right. That's a good idea. All right. The crystalline star, rainbow starlight frequencies are flowing right now. I can feel them. They are a very high vibration, high frequency energy. They're the energy of pure joy. They are the energy of profound joy. They are a delicious vibration. It's a soft energy. It's not like when someone sends you energy healing in the moment, you're going to feel it. So people that are feel subtle energies do feel it. They may feel a tingling or whatever. Normally people feel it as a beautiful background, like a background music, and they feel this like lifting up of their energy. It's just they feel more happy. They feel more uplifted. And they can't necessarily point to a particular experience or a particular this. It's just a background and a background lifting. So the way I like to describe it is it's if a nice, nice big pink fluffy cloud comes over and says, sit on me. I'm going to carry you around and lift you up. And you just go sit on the cloud, and you like the cloud so soft and comfortable, and you kind of recline on it, and it carries you through your day. And things just happen differently because now you're on the nice, fluffy, pink cloud perspective. You're up higher. You're feeling better. And you go through your day with a lightness of being. And things show up for you in a lighter way, in a more positive way, and you're able to be with certain situations and circumstances in a less reactive way because, of course, you're on the pink fluffy cloud and things are kind of magical, and you feel it's a different feeling. It's hard to explain. So it's not like this big, like, you know, oh, I'm going to send you this energy now. No, it's a very constant, soft change of color. That's a good way of putting it. And the rainbow frequencies also are the frequencies that activate the rainbow body. The rainbow body is the enlightened body. Some people call it the light body. Some call it the enlightenment. I mean, there's all these different names for it. I don't even remember them all. And the rainbow frequencies are the frequencies of this rainbow body. So it's all positive. It all feels good. And people that experience the rainbow frequencies, including animals and pets, notice a joy, a warmth, an all-permeating joy that is just filling them and seems to be prevalent throughout their day, regardless of what's happening. And because of this joy frequency that they're holding and joy tuning, things then start responding in their environment and showing up differently in response to this new vibration that they're holding. I mean, that's the best way to describe them. They're just, they're wonderful, magical, delicious, and I always have that beautiful rainbow unicorn. If you look at the rainbow unicorn, he is like the happiest creature. He has a smile on his face, his rainbow behind him, and a big, beautiful horn, and you look at him and you just feel so good. I mean, everyone loves unicorns. I mean, I suppose someone doesn't, but they're just magical creatures, and that's kind of what the frequencies feel like. They're just delicious.
Nice.
There's just a wonderful, magical coloring, shading to your life.
Beautiful.
And they're included in my special offer.
All right.
Because in my special offer, I've included 30 days of these beautiful rainbow frequencies. So that is like a nice bonus in there. I've also included in my special offer the MMR, which is a 5D through 11D 90-minute, okay, it's a 90-plus-minute intense. It's a very, you know, this is a concentrated energy transmission, a very high-frequency energy, really powerful. And that happens in a 90-minute session. And so that's in there. It also comes with a booster, a shorter energy session, about two and a half weeks after this long session. So it's really two energy sessions. But the difference between them is profound. The MMR, as I call it, is a focused, concentrated, like, stream of energy. And you couldn't take it if it were all if you were getting that intensive energy all day long. Every you couldn't handle that. It's way too much. I couldn't handle transmitting it. I mean, it just it's too big. This is designed to be a dose, like a concentrated dose. And then the rainbow frequencies are a beautiful background. They're like the backdrop. Mm-hmm. It's like instead of your walls being white, your walls are now rainbow colored. You know, it's like the backdrop of your life. It's just, they're just lovely. And so they're both included with my special offer as bonuses. So that's yummy, yummy.
So since we're talking about the special offer, we might as well talk about the special offer. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can go to, click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy12. That's awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy12.
So okay, I have to go there myself if I'm not there. Awaken to Happiness Now, /Amy12. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
No, I didn't get there.
So awakentohappinessnow.com.
Oh, do I have to put www?
I don't know, but it's...
I got to a search page, so www. Awaken to Happiness
now.com/Amy12.
Amy12 or Amy-12?
No, just Amy12.
Okay.
there
we are. Okay, yeah. The www had to be there for some reason, I think.
Okay, perfect.
So if you don't get it without the www, everybody, put the www there. All right, so I have all these great programs on here besides the two energy bonuses that I was sharing about. So the first one is because everybody's so concerned about wealth, money, and prosperity. That's like a big hang-up for the human beings. And it's a big hang-up for the human beings is because when we get here with our unlimited nature, totally wide open, one of the first things we're taught is there's a limited amount of money and wealth, and money doesn't grow on trees, and stop wasting that, and no, you can't have that. And so we absorb, and we believe this lack of vibration. It's like our complete background of feeling and being and vibrating around money is lack-based, completely.
Right.
Only people that are born into extremely wealthy families where they've never been told there's a lack of stuff, and they always were able to see money flowing and having things and an abundance of things. Only those people don't end up with this lack stuff, but they're not the majority of people on the planet. So there's a dominant vibration around money and wealth and prosperity. So there is a vibrational language. There's a physical language of prosperity. And the first program on here deals with the language and the energy of prosperity. And it's called Learn the Language of Prosperity, Prosperity Words. The language of prosperity is not just how you speak, it's how you hold your body. It's how you walk in the world. It's how you show up. When you're functioning from the vibration of lack, and that's your belief system, you hold your body differently. You walk into the world differently. You walk into a store differently than when you're holding the vibration of prosperity and flow. So, and most of us never get the chance to learn it when we're so immersed in the vibration of lack. So this program immerses you and it teaches you the language of prosperity and then gives you, there's a beautiful guided alternate, or I guess you call it alternate energy, like a meditation experience. And it teaches you this new vibrational and physical language of prosperity. What words? How your tone is, what the body language is, what it feels like. So it's quite an education for people that have only learned the lack vibration.
Mm,
you know, how can you experience the prosperity vibration, the wealth vibration, if all you've ever experienced and been taught is a lack vibration when it comes to prosperity? So it's very educational and eye-opening. So, and then that one moves right into a limit. The next program on here is Unlimited and Abundant. Now, of course, you want to learn how to feel unlimited and abundant. Again, you didn't learn this. It's your nature, but it was totally taken away from your ability to ground yourself in as you started being taught things when you were born. So unlimited and abundant immerses you in the actual energy of unlimited and abundance, unlimitedness and abundance, teaches you about it, shows you how you are tuned and how to tune to this vibration, and then also, again, has a gorgeous process within it. And this is a two-part series because we're so grounded in the opposite of the experience of unlimitedness and abundance. So it takes two. And we tend to react to things. When there's a huge abundance of something, mm-hmm. we tend to react to it like, oh, that's overdone. Oh, that person is just, that's excessive. And we tend to have a negative response to it, a negative feeling vibration. If someone were to drive a diamond-encrusted car, a diamond-encrusted Rolls Royce down the street, just about every single person that saw it, not all, mm-hmm. but most, would say, oh, that's excessive. That's a bit overdone. That's obnoxious. Some would have a really strong reaction to it. Some would have, that's just a bit overdone. A few would think that it's fantastic and want something like that, but not most. So we are very grounded in the opposite of unlimited and abundance, and we have these reactions that we're not even aware of to it because of how much we were taught to be in this lack vibration. So it's very interesting. Again, very eye-opening. Then the next part, the next program in here is living from the heart as love. It's so important, so, so important as we move through these very, this evolving consciousness and energy on the planet and in all of source, that we learn to live from the heart mind and not the brain mind. The brain mm-hmm. mind is always the survival mind. It's the survival mind. It's the mind that focuses on lack. It's the mind that will always keep us going down that open, wide path through the woods that always leads us to where we don't want to be because it feels safe. So when we go into move from that mind into the heart mind, we have possibility. Not only are we living from love, the vibration of love, which is, again, the vibration of source and the vibration of creation, and anything is possible, we are also living in an openness. We are living in a space. Then we are free to choose. No, I'm not going down that path. I'm going to go here. I'm going to make a new path. I'm going to have an adventure. And we can have an adventuresome spirit. And we're not controlled by the mind, which is always making decisions out of fear or safety. So it's a very profound, important thing to do. And all of the negative, if I want to call them negative, the not good feeling, the things that we don't want to experience in life are coming to us because we're living out of our brain minds, our head minds. When we drop into the heart mind, things shift. It just shifts. Now, another thing about the rainbow, the crystalline star, rainbow starlight frequencies, is that they move you into the heart mind. That is one of the things that they do, so that's one of the ways that you start to feel different. Now, the next one is a fun one I put in there. It's really profound. Everyone wants to know, how do I tune into source? How can I communicate with source? How can I feel source more? So the collective channeled this program, and it's a two-hour program, and it's called Dialing into Source. And I love that they called it Dialing In because it is really like dialing in. Like when you dial the phone to connect to a phone number, you're dialing in. You're dialing in your vibration. You're dialing in your frequency. So you're dialing into Source, the Source vibration. And when you dial into the Source vibration and you connect with Source, oh, boy, do you feel good. It feels so profound. It feels wonderful because you are an extension of Source. You're like the finger that's the extension off the Source body. You're not separate from Source. You are Source. And so when you're not dialed into the Source vibration, you're not dialed into yourself. You're cutting off 90% of yourself, or maybe it's more than 90%. So how can you have your full power? You can't. So when you dial into Source and you connect with all of you, this big, beautiful, wonderful part of you, it feels so good. You feel so yummy in your solar plexus. Again, there goes your abundance vibration. You're tuning to that station. And it feels wonderful. It's so super profound. And it's just the most wonderful, delicious feeling. The next thing is the collective instant joy process. This is a beautiful, quick nine minutes process mm-hmm. that you can do every day. It's an MP3. You listen to it. It's also in a PDF, so if you don't have time for the MP3, you could refresh yourself with the PDF. And you just do this, and it ignites this beautiful feeling in your solar plexus, this light, this it's like the inner sun. It turns it on. It connects you with it. It lights you up. And you're filled with this happiness that's bursting forth from it. I mean, it's just the most magical, amazing feeling. And it's quick, and it's something that I recommend that everyone do. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's included in here. And now we're getting to the bonuses. First bonus is the receiving energy alignment meditation. Of course, you want to receive, and you want to be in alignment with the vibration of receiving. Receiving is an open vibration. It's the vibration of being in the heart. It's the vibration of that openness, energy, expansiveness in your solar plexus. It's the vibration of throwing the old beliefs out and embracing new. Now, what's so wonderful about this meditation is because human beings are so stubbornly stuck. They are. They're stubbornly stuck with their beliefs, or in their beliefs, I should say. And one of the things they get very attached to is this lack of money. That's one of the things that they believe that they want, they have to have, lack of prosperity. They feel they have to have this prosperity, they have to have this money, and they can't do things if they don't have it. And they have all of these beliefs around this. So the receiving energy meditation focuses on money. Isn't that nice? And what it does is it guides you, takes you into a beautiful meditative place, and then it guides you into receiving as opposed to going out and getting. In other words, it has you lie back. It shows, it has you visually be there, present in the meditation, experiencing this chasm, like in an ice flow, how there's this big, I don't know what they call them, those big chasms in there. And your money's sitting there in a big pile on the other side, so obviously you can't get it, and you're stressing out over it. Well, this meditation just says, lie back, relax, enjoy. And it has you lie back, relax, and enjoy. And as you're doing it, this chasm, this divide closes up, and this big giant pile of money slides over to you and falls on top of you, and all of a sudden you're covered in this mound of money, and you're laughing and giggling and having the best time. So it's just a very uplifting vibrational meditation, and it really grounds you in this energy of receiving as opposed to trying to go out and get. There's a difference. There's a big difference. You can't get things. You have to receive things.
Mm-hmm.
But human beings get confused about that. And then there are the other two bonuses that I spoke about before, the very super powerful 5D through 11D MMR, multidimensional money Reiki session. It's called money Reiki, but it really affects every area of your life. And that's one of the reasons why I've evolved to calling it MMR, besides it's a shorter thing to say. And so it's just an amazing experience. And the one this month is an equinox energy vibration. We just had the equinox, so the equinox energy is flowing strong this month. That is mm-hmm. a profound and powerful frequency, profound and powerful energy. And what the MMR is going to do is it's going to focus it. It's going to channel it, focus it like through a lens, and transmit it to you in a very absorbable, usable way, filling your cells and your whole body with it, filling your being with it, and also bringing through the six major activations filled with this equinox energy frequency. And those are the pineal, the pituitary, the higher heart, the cellular, the spiritual DNA, 12-strand DNA, sometimes higher than that, you know, activating all of these different things, the new light codes, the newest light codes and their activations. So all of this comes through in this. And then, of course, there's the 30 days of the daily crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies, the beautiful background of your life. And there's the rainbow unicorn. That's a small mm-hmm. picture of him. But I love him. I just love him. I can't look at the rainbow unicorn without having a burst of happiness in my solar plexus, just this joy. He's just a magical, joyful thing. And the offer is about 80% off if you were to buy everything separately. Mm-hmm. So it's a really, really good opportunity to get a lot and really immerse yourself in a magical, powerful, vibrational switch, a new tuning. So I invite you to do that. I invite you to definitely go to the page and feel the energy on the page. Everything I do, everything that that flows out of me is filled with energy. I can't help it. I am a natural energy transmitter. We all are. But I happen to be, I guess, a powerful one, and people keep saying that to me. And they just feel this. They feel so good. They feel the energy, you know, from me and whatever. That's basically the crystalline, the daily frequencies, the daily rainbow frequencies were, I had thought about offering them, but I could say no. But then people started requesting them.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy, we want to have this energy that you're always transmitting, that you always are feeling and vibrating. We want that in our lives. We want to feel that all the time. Can you do something? So that's how they came into being something that is actually offered. So anyway, that's the story with that. Go to the page. Feel the energy, enjoy the energy, see if the package resonates. If so, get the package and dive into it and enjoy. Now I want to take some questions. This is the best
Absolutely.
Part.
Yeah,
I love the questions.
So the offer, the special offer again, is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy12. So you can take a look at it now, or the special offer will be in the replay email as well, which will go out later today. All right, so we're going to take some questions. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0469. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
I love that. Thank you so much.
I took your speakerphone.
I am so excited.
What's your name?
Amy. This is Elizabeth Brigman. I am.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh.
I'm so glad you got on.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. You have no
Good.
Idea.
Good. So All right. Excited. So, what's your question?
Well, my question is, I'm a new. Just so everybody knows, I'm a new client of Amy's, so I'm kind of new to her stuff, but I've been doing spirituality for a long, long time.
Okay, I'm going to correct you.
Anyway.
I'm going to correct you with what you just said, okay? I'm going to put it in the truthful way. You're not doing spiritual. You haven't done spirituality for a long time. You are spirituality. You are a spiritual being. The wrong conception is that you are a physical being. You're not a physical being. That is a perception. It's an illusion. You are always and first a spiritual being. I'll explain more about that some other time, but just realize you are and have always been a spiritual being, an unlimited force and field of energy. Okay? That might make you feel a little
different. No, I got that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, good.
So with that, I guess I should say I awoke in 2010 and really have done a lot of work since then. How's that?
Okay.
Anyway, I had brain surgery in 2014, and that was another huge opening for me. But my question is, in the things that you're doing that I've been listening to, you talk about that there's an abundance in health as well. And,
yes.
I would love to hear more about that, and personally.
Okay, so you want to hear more about say it a little differently. You want to...
In your... things that you speak about through your crystalline frequencies that I'm doing, and the, you talk about abundance, but you also talk about in the meditation or the things that you recently come through about abundance in health. So it's not just abundance in wealth and
no, of course
financial,
not.
But it's also, and yeah, And so I would love to know how you focus on the health aspect
the same
way as well.
All right, Elizabeth, if there is an abundance radio station and a lack radio station, you can be tuned to the abundance radio station with some parts of your life and some aspects and still stuck on or tuned to the lack radio station in others. So it's like if you had three cars and one car was tuned to one station and another car is tuned to another station and the third car is tuned to the icky talk radio station, and then you got into each car, but suppose the dial were taken off so you couldn't change the tuning. So you'd get into the third car and you go, oh, this talk radio station again, you know, and then you get into the first car and it has your favorite music and you go, oh, I really like this car, oh, this is great. And then you get into the middle car, the second car, and it's like, okay, this isn't bad. That's kind of what it's like. So you can be tuned to different places regarding different aspects, different things in your life. The key is to start to recognize, because of what you're experiencing, how you're tuning. So if you are receiving abundantly in every aspect of your life except for health, then obviously you're tuned to the lack radio station or the lack frequency in the health area. And this is because you have beliefs that are setting your tuning. So we got to go back to the throwing out of the beliefs. So you need to wake up every day and you need to stay in an aware place of how you're focusing, what you're thinking and feeling and believing. And it could be as simple as, oh, there's that knee pain again. Wait a minute, what's that? Why am I thinking about it that way? Why do I even notice the knee pain? Do I have a belief that as I get older, I'm going to have a pain here? Do I have a belief that, you know? So start questioning. Be curious. Curiosity is a wonderful, wonderful thing. That's why children are so curious until the adults kill it off, you know? Really. So be curious. Be open. Ask questions. Question everything. So when you feel something or you have a thought, see, it does take staying engaged and aware, because the thoughts will come. And not all thoughts are yours. What's happening is the one thought that you might have originated attracts like thoughts. Every thought ever thought is still floating around out there, just so you know that. They never go away. But what will happen is you will attract into your mind, your head, like thoughts to the one you thought. And then we don't realize that we didn't think them up. But we just listen to them like they're something to listen to. So what you want to do is you want to become aware of the thoughts that you're thinking about things, and especially in the health area. You want to look at how, when you think about health, how you're holding your body. I mean, how your body, the posture of your body, the way you hold your body. Someone who's feeling strong and healthy and vigorous holds their body very differently than someone who is feeling in pain or feeling kind of like unhealthy. I mean, if you've ever had like a really, really bad flu or something, you know you can't even stand up straight. Your body posture completely changes. You might crawl around on the floor, depending on how sick you are. So there's a very physical body aspect of it, too. So it's becoming aware of all of the communications going on here. Start speaking to your cells. Start engaging in a conversation with your cells and your body. Your cells are little individual consciousnesses, too. They're aspects of consciousness. But the thing about your cells is they don't have a brain. So they don't have the part of them that has beliefs. And they always seek to be in alignment with source energy. They always seek to be radiating well-being and perfect health. It's only that you get in the way of their experience. So when you start finding a way to be engaged in a conversation with them, you can do something like muscle testing. All right, when you find a way to get engaged in conversations with the cells of your body, they will inform you on what they need, what they want. And so instead of your mind making choices that may be not resonant or the best for your actual body, your body will tell you, hey, this is what we want, this is what we need. We're ready to radiate perfect health. Do this. Give us this. So as you shift how you be and you shift, you know, those beliefs, throw them out, and you just start from scratch. And because of your history, you've gone to a lot of doctors. Doctors are extremely negative. They are negative things. No matter how positive a doctor may be, everything that they're telling you is based on there's something wrong with you that must be fixed. They don't come from the perspective of you're perfect. You are a radiant being of health. You just have thrown something in the way of your experiencing the radiant health that you are. They don't come from that. They come from something must be fixed. And they always, you go and you see them, and they're always looking for what's wrong. If you note, if you pay attention, you will notice that the way the medical profession is set up is to look for what is wrong. Even holistic doctors, even alternative medicine doctors, they look for what is not working to fix instead of looking at what is working to amplify. So you have to take charge and you have to start looking for what is working and amplify that vibration. So if you're, for example, if your whole body feels in pain, but yet your little pinky is feeling great or your left hand is feeling great, then focus all of your attention on your left hand and how wonderful it feels and really get into how good it feels and fill yourself with the joy and appreciation for how good that hand feels. And what you'll notice is you'll stop being so aware of how maybe uncomfortable other parts of you feel until you're no longer aware of it. What you focus on expands, amplifies. What we're taught to focus on is what's not working or what's missing. So guess what we amplify? So you have to throw out what you learned, throw out that belief, and you have to learn to focus on what is working and amplify that. How's that sound? Mm-hmm. And once you do, you'll open the door to the abundance of health. You'll tune yourself to the abundance tuner for health. Abundance doesn't just refer to one aspect of your life. It refers to everything. Abundance is everything. I mean, think of the word abundance. It's abundance, unlimited abundance. It doesn't say, if it were only in certain areas, it couldn't be unlimited. it's just counter to the words. Unlimited abundance is just everything. So how's that feel?
It feels great. And this is 2.5 years ago, I came out paralyzed on the right side. It's like a line down the middle of my body. And I have become the patient that comes in and they're just blown away every time I come in because new things are working. And I agree with what you're saying and being positive. But
how did you do that?
You didn't
fix or get your part of you that wasn't working, that was paralyzed, temporarily paralyzed, working by focusing on that. No, you focused on the parts of you that were working and brought that part into alignment with the parts of you that were working. If you think about it, what you did. So
yeah.
If the other side
and
of
I'm
you
very
was working,
positive.
Yeah.
Positive about it as well. You know, I'm not.
Right. You trusted that it would happen. You believed it would happen.
Right.
Yes.
That's why I was asking about the abundance, because you were talking about your eyesight and how you changed that. And I kind of feel I'm back to probably about 60, maybe 50, somewhere between 50% and 60%. And
you're listening to other people.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm moving forward. It's like it's all about staying positive, you know.
Yes,
so that's why
but
I was really interested about that.
But if the doctors were so grounded in positivity and unlimitedness and possibility, they wouldn't be so shocked with what's happening with you. They would expect that.
Correct.
So that should tell you what their ground of being is. So even if they say a positive word or something, the fact that they're amazed tells you what the ground their ground of being is, what
right.
ground they're standing on. So just kind of take them with a grain of salt. Whatever they say, just take it with a real grain of salt, and then you create your own ground of being and your own set of beliefs.
That's right. I am
no
healed.
One else
That's
can tune
comment.
Your tuner unless you let them. Okay? Just remember that. No one else will can tune your tuner unless you let them.
Right. Well, thank you so much. And I so want to make sure I say to you that I so very, very much enjoy but appreciate all the information that you put out on a daily basis. And it's very eye-opening and very much helps on the path of moving forward. And it's very inspiring. So thank you so much. I appreciate
what you do. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And thank you for your commitment to expansion.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank
absolutely.
You,
we all have to, right?
Right. You'd be surprised how many people don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.
Much blessings. Bye.
Okay, perfect. Wow. That was cool. That was really interesting.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I love it. That's why I love taking questions, because the people that bring their questions come up with things that we couldn't have thought of, because
mm-hmm.
it's such a gift to have the questions. I love them. I love
yeah.
them.
So someone is asking about the special offer. So the special offer is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy12. If you're on the live page, you can click on special offer, and there will be a link in the email, the follow-up email, as well as the replay later. Later, when we finish.
So is there a question about it, or?
No, she just wanted to know how to access the special offer.
Oh, okay. Might need to put the www in if she's typing it into the address bar.
Yeah.
Because when
www.
I didn't put the www in, it didn't work.
Yeah. So www.awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy12. Let me just see. Okay. So then we're going to go to phone number ending in 1770. 1770.
Hello, this is Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Hi.
Oh, I can feel your energy
wow.
already. I feel
yeah.
a smile in my solar plexus with your energy. That's great.
Well, I'm smiling.
I love it. Oh, good.
I love when I read the email that Alara sent out and reading your bio and all that. And it just made me smile, made me very happy. And it was a crystalline rainbow star-like frequencies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, they're flowing right now as I'm speaking to you.
Yeah.
So you might feel them. Yep. They're flowing.
Good.
Every time I speak to someone or I answer someone's question that Alara will, that they might send in, the frequencies
yeah.
are being directed right to that person with the response. It's really kind of cool. So
yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. What kind of exciting question are you bringing us?
Well, that lights me up. okay, well, I have ending, I should say, just these jobs that I've been doing, the old work that I've been doing, still doing the house cleaning and stuff like that. But I've been working for this fellow who I've been caring for, his mother, who's pretty close to transitioning.
Okay.
And so I'm not, so that job's ending. So that's going to free up more days for me.
Okay. In the meantime, while
yes.
you're around and you're being in the space of someone who is moving into transition, there is a tremendous
yes.
opening to
yes.
all of source to experiencing the source energy, because that's what they're going back to source. They're returning. They're
yep.
lifting out of the physical and going back to source. So as they're in the space of this transition, the door is
mm-hmm.
open. So when you're around them, be aware of that. And allow yourself to feel this magnificence that's present.
Well, this
and
week they're not having
them
to go there.
From that
yeah.
space.
Yeah.
Just,
I actually
just,
felt her a few minutes ago. I don't know if that she's fully transitioned or she's visiting and joining our call, but she's
might
with
be.
Me.
She might be because she's kind
yeah.
of like in two worlds, you know?
Right. She's in her 90s. But anyways, I'm not going there this week. They got live-ins there, my home health whole bit, you know,
okay.
right now.
Okay.
And so, but what I'm saying is I, a lot of things I've seen like that, the old ending, I've been trying to get out of this kind of field because I do healing work, but it still was an income source. But I do know I do healing work doing that too, but I meant the physicalness of cleaning houses and stuff like that. It's so old for me, I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay, well, you're in a perfect year. This year, just so you know,
yes,
this is the
yes.
start of a new, you know, it's a new 9-year cycle.
Exactly.
So last year was the ending
okay.
energy. So you're just a little,
right.
you're just a little, you know, running behind it. But that's fine.
Yes,
because
that's
the energy of the new is present. So if you're still
yeah.
stuck in that and not expressing the new and you're not feeling fully sure about stepping into it, it's because of your beliefs. So we want to shift your beliefs.
Yeah, I understand.
You
okay,
understand
Annie,
that.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand. I just want to finish the question just so you know that I do know what you're saying.
Okay.
So I am having this where you call potential, some sort of potential out there for me and a new start, like you said, or beginning something new or whatever else it is. I know there's something that I want to do, but I'm not really sure what it is.
Okay.
But rather than getting too caught up on that, I am having my arms open, waiting for that doors or the door opportunities or whatever, rather than waiting. My thing is that I'm such a doer that I get frustrated because I don't know what action what steps to take other than physical, that is. The other stuff I know, what you've been explaining all along, I get.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can talk.
Okay.
I got it.
You shared about where you're at, but there was actually no question that was clear in that. So what's the question?
Oh.
You had to put the question, you know, in words.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
okay.
I don't know what to do. I feel like I still have that feeling. I got to do something. I got to what steps to take, and I'm not
okay.
sure exactly very clear of
all right.
where I'm going. So
okay.
I don't know what how to
okay,
bring
so you
in.
Okay, you want
to
know
I have
what
the feeling and
do.
The energy, what it feels like. I know what I do I know what how I want to feel. I want to feel. And that joy feeling, I want to feel good. I want to feel revitalized. I don't want to, you know, total opposite of what I've been doing.
Okay, so let me ask you some questions.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Knowing
yes.
how you want to feel and feeling it on a daily basis, moment by moment basis, are two different things. Are you immersing yourself in the feeling of it each day and throughout your day?
More so, especially
okay,
because
that's important. The more that you do it, the more that you're bringing vibrationally and through law of attraction,
mm-hmm.
more that will bring you that experience. So you're then calling to you more that's going to have you feel the joyful, fulfilled, you know, expression of you, the expanded expression of you. So what I'm getting is in some aspects you're still tuned into, just to use the analogies and metaphors that I used before, the LAC radio station. You know about
okay.
the abundance radio station and the unlimitedness, you know, unlimited abundance radio station, and you tune to it sometimes, but you're still tuned to the LAC one. And so when you're tuned to the LAC one, that's when you're feeling the frustration about what you should be doing. See, when you're tuned
okay.
to the unlimited abundance one and you're
yes.
in the joy, you'll be inspired to take actions. The actions might be look something up on the internet. The action might be go to the coffee shop at this time, and when you do, you may encounter a person that then you engage
right.
in a conversation that leads to this, to leads to that, to leads to. So you need to focus on pay honest attention to how you're feeling, how you're vibrating in the moment, and if you're reflecting on what's missing or what's not here yet,
right.
then you know you're
yeah.
tuned to the LAC radio station. Those thoughts don't come on the Abundance radio station. They just don't. You got appreciation and joy and love and happiness and, well, I'm so grateful on the Abundance radio station. So you want to tune to that station. So just find anything in your life that makes you feel like that. Focus on that. That's what you can do. And make it your commitment to stay tuned to that. Throw out, become aware of the beliefs that you have. And you have beliefs that say, I have to know what I'm supposed to do and I need to be doing something now. I want to make some changes in my life. I know that, and I know what it is I want to, you know, ultimately move into, but I have nothing that I don't know what to do. And so you have a belief that you need to know what to do. Throw that,
I get that.
Out. Okay. So throw that out. That just is not serving you. All
right? Right.
You will be, make it your job, okay, the to-do, to be tuned to tune yourself as often as you can to the Abundance Frequency radio station and feel that, really feel that, and you will have inspired ideas and thoughts and whatever, and those will be your to-do. If you have a thought that comes to you, if you're in a I have to know what to do mode, that's not tuned to the Abundance Joyful Source station, and you get a thought and you try to do that, you're not, that thought did not come from the higher vibrational frequencies of abundance and joy and ease and source and all that. That came from you trying to figure out and from the lack station.
That's my,
so you don't really want to act on
those. The old programming.
Right.
Yeah, it's the old programming. And that's my question was, like, I'm very aware of that, and I'm wanting to get to the new program and definitely finding the bridge between. So you're just saying
programming and programs are another way of saying set of beliefs. So you just want to throw them out. You just want to throw them out. And you want to become aware of when you're being at the mercy of them, when they're running. And you just say, oh, instead of making yourself wrong or beating yourself up, you just go, oh, okay, I was playing the old program. I got so used to it that I didn't even become aware of it. But now I'm aware of it. Thank you. I'm so glad I'm aware of it. And appreciate yourself for the awareness. Just congratulate yourself for becoming aware of it, even if it's taken 3 days, whatever. Appreciate yourself. And then choose to tune to the abundance, the joy, the happiness, the source radio station. And that's where the magic happens, at that station.
Yeah. Great question, Colette, definitely.
You're welcome. And I'm feeling the frequencies you're sending out there.
Yeah. Good.
That's exactly what I wanted. That's exactly what I wanted. As you were explaining it to me, feel the frequency, something I could tune in, and I wanted more help with spurring me over that direction. I get into what you first described because
okay,
I was
don't overanalyze it. This is a
there.
Feeling
yeah.
thing. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Let go
thank
of
you.
The overanalyzing. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Love
sorry
you.
About that. Old
bye.
Habit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That helped clarify things, I'm sure, for others too.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have a question from. Debbie, where did it go? She says, I'm not feeling the joy vibrations. I'm feeling tired. Would that be because I have blocks?
Would that be because she what?
She has blocks.
Lack?
Blocks.
L-A-C-K?
B-L-O-C-K-S. Blocks.
Oh, blocks, blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking here, okay? I'm looking.
Yep.
People get hung up on blocks.
Yeah.
Because blocks mean something slightly different to each person. We use one word, but they mean something different to each person. And
that's
Debbie,
a belief, too, that I have blocks. You know, saying that, you know, I have blocks, that's a belief as well.
Of course it's a belief. Of course
mm-hmm.
it is. And to Debbie, blocks mean a stop. It means a
mm-hmm.
stop, a closed door, the process is really the same. It's about recognizing you are feeling or believing there's a block, throwing out that belief, letting go of that belief, just declaring, I'm letting go of that. I'm just no longer believing. It might be good for you to say, I no longer believe in blocks. If you think about this, Debbie, okay, what a block is if you have a path that you're traveling down. Okay, just imagine you have a path. And on this path, there's a boulder. And you come to the boulder and you stop. Well, if you expand your seeing, you might see, oh, there's a little bit of a way around this boulder. If I just kind of hug the boulder and move around here, I can get around this boulder. So all that a block, or you can say an obstacle or a challenge, a better way of saying, a better word is saying challenge, because we can always do something about a challenge or an obstacle, is a block seems to be a full stop for a lot of people. There's no such thing as a full stop for energy. There just isn't. So what you need to do is you need to expand your seeing. And your seeing automatically expands when you lift your vibration, when you raise your frequency. A higher vibrational frequency spreads out. It's an expansive frequency. It sees more than a contracted frequency. So if you're standing there, and like I'm going to use a physical metaphor, if you're standing there in front of a giant boulder and you're only 2 inches tall, okay, about 5 centimeters tall, and you're looking at this thing, you can't see around this. This is a big, massive stop. But if you expand your frequency, you raise your frequency, and all of a sudden the energy expands you, and now you grow, kind of like Alice in Wonderland. You grow to this giant version of you. Now this big boulder looks like a small rock. See? Mm-hmm. And you can see around it. You can see over it. And you can see, all right. Okay, so this is here, but that's okay, because I just need to just go here, or just step over this here, it's ease, it's flow, it's just a receiving, it's an inspiration, it's a softer, expanded way of being, whereas human beings tend to live in a reactionary, absolute world, like boom, I'm walking down my path, big rock. Stop. That's what happens. And it doesn't, it's just because we've learned to be that way. But if you can expand and raise your vibration, expand your frequency, expand your sense of yourself, become the larger part of you, you'll see over this rock, you'll see over this block, you'll see around it, and the block will become much smaller. It will just kind of be, oh, that stopped me? I can't believe that stopped me. Well, I just go this way. And it will just be a flow and an ease and it just a lightness of being. So don't let the stops stop you. Let the stops be a reminder to you to become expanded, to raise your vibration, to lift your frequency, to tune to the abundance radio station, to expand yourself. Just let them be a reminder to do that. So when you experience a block, smile. Because there it is, your reminder. Isn't that convenient that you get a nice reminder like that?
Yes.
I mean, really, I love it.
Yeah.
So embrace it and use it for how you really wanted to use it, which is a nice reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that's great. And then,
these are Source coming through. I got to tell you, this is a collective. They're geniuses. Source is a genius. And everybody can receive genius answers like this. I mean, I couldn't have thought of these answers as myself, as the human me. These wonderful big answers are coming from Source. I love it.
So Debbie just wrote in. She said, thank you very much, Amy. You actually brought a smile to my face and a chuckle. Yes, I see what you were saying. Also, when you said my name, I felt the energy in my solar plexus.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Yes, that's the yummy rainbow frequencies flowing to you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to take one more question from Vass in the UK. Vass is asking about...
Hi, Vass. I'm so glad you got a question in.
Yeah, Yeah, she says, what will it take for me to move from my present home and get to live my life purpose in joy?
Ooh, well, the answer is really the same. It's moving into the abundance frequencies. It's for the abundance radio station. You want to tune into that. So if you are feeling stuck where you're at, it's like, I'm not getting there. I'm here. I'm not living what I want to be living. I feel and see and desire so much more, but yet I'm here. Instead of noticing the lack of what you want or what you would prefer, appreciate that where you are brought you to the recognition of, I want something more. And celebrate where you are. It's like the same thing as the big rock in your path. This is a form of a rock on your path, a big boulder on your path. So instead of like, oh, I'm stopped, I don't know what to do, you want to focus on expanding your energy, raising your vibration, tuning to that beautiful abundance flow, the abundance radio station, filling yourself with that, and then allowing yourself to be inspired to the next step. You will see, and you will not necessarily with your physical eyes, but you will see, feel inspired. You will have ideas come to you. Thoughts will start flowing. And act upon the ones that feel good. And even if they might seem silly to your mind, it doesn't matter. This is not a mental mind analysis thing. It's a feeling thing. Mm-hmm. So raising your vibration is a feeling thing. So that will really get you to the next space, the next step. So it is a process. It's a step-by-step. It's rare that a human being, it doesn't have to be, but it's rare that a human being can be here one moment and all of a sudden, bam, be in something completely different in the next. It usually is a series of steps just because of everything that we've learned.
Yes.
And so allow yourself to tune. Be aware in the moment of how you're tuning. If you're not feeling good or you're noticing what you don't like, guess where you're tuned. So change the tuning. Change the tuning. If you're listening to a radio station that you hate, are you going to sit there and suffer all day long listening to that? No. You're going to go over there and you're going to change it.
Right.
So do that.
Yeah, so
it's really no more complicated.
Beth also wrote in, she says, thank you, beautiful Amy. I'm doing everything, visualizing and practicing gratitude, and I'm trying daily to keep my vibration high. So thank you.
Okay. Trying to do it is a good thing, but it's still trying. You want to do it. So there's always something in your life, Bass, that you can feel good about. Even if it's the sunshine outside or something like that, or an animal somewhere, there's something. So use that. Amplify that.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and close your eyes and try to raise your vibration. That's way too much work. we don't have to do that at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. So is there anything else that, I swear to God, when you're on the show, time just flies by so fast. Is there anything else that the collective wanted us to do today?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Well, you know, we could do a really quick energy-raising meditation, though honestly, I'm feeling everybody's feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, too. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm just hungry. I haven't had dinner yet. I'm hungry.
But if you check in with your vibration and your solar plexus and your heart, how are you feeling? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, not tired. I know that at the beginning of the call, I was doing a lot of yawning, but I was also, you know, the frequencies were flowing, right? So As my energy got used to these new frequencies, I was yawning, which is what I tend to do. But now, you know, I'm feeling light and good and joyful, you know. Yeah, feeling good.
Okay, okay. Then, because I'm not feeling the collective really are saying that, oh, we should do a little guided meditation or whatever. I feel that, and what I'm getting is that everybody's pretty uplifted. Everybody's frequency is pretty raised. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that a guided meditation will do is put everybody into a very relaxed
state. And I feel like we are relaxed. We are relaxed, and we're feeling good. And, you know, it feels good. Absolutely.
Good. Good. So then that, so we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if there is anything else. Actually, what I'm getting is the collective want to send a nice burst of frequencies through. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment, and I'm just going to transmit these right now. And these also contain, I'm receiving, some activations. These are some activations of, like third eye activations, higher heart activations. So those have been flowing all along, but this is going to be like a nice concentrated burst. So I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to send these now for just a couple of minutes. So here I go. All right, so everybody breathe in nice and deep. Good, now exhale through your mouth. All right, that was it. Beautiful, those were rainbow frequencies, I could see them.
Mm-hmm, and beautiful.
Yeah, did you feel them?
I did, yes, thank you, I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Yes, I could see everybody lighting up and their solar plexus just kind of bursting into like a starburst and just, you know, like a starburst of light in the solar plexus areas. So really, really, I see energy, so I see all, everything's visual to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's beautiful. Yeah, love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so everybody should be feeling really yummy. Tune into how it feels. Feel it, because this is the tuning to the abundance, the joyful, the wonderful, the source radio station. Okay, so just kind of feel how it feels.
Yeah.
And focus on the things that perpetuate or continue this feeling or expand this feeling. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Amy. And thank
all right.
you for... I want to thank all the callers who called in, all the people who submitted questions, you know, on the Q&A. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone for being present during this call with all of us. You helped to co-create this beautiful, yummy space that we are all in right now. And as we are closing the Radiant Light Healing Circle, I invite you to just feel these energies some more. Just take a deep breath in and anchor them all in. And from this beautiful space, send out blessings and unconditional love to Amy, to everybody else on the call, listening now, listening later, and to your friends, loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and yourself. And see yourself, feel yourself, receive all of this energy as well. So thank you, everyone, so much. This has been wonderful, Amy. It's always so, so joyful to be with you and share time with you and the collective. Just always so much fun. We always learn as well a lot, you know, so it's a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, I love being here with you, and I love being here with everybody, and it's so much fun for me too. So thank you, everybody, for being here, and thank you for co-creating this wonderful energy and space with us.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Have a great day, evening, and continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. See you again soon, tomorrow. All right, bye for now.